This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DHS.gov/flucampaign. Your second look could be their second chance.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America on the Genesis Communication Network and on many leading radio stations all across the country, heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all of those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, thank you. The truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, too. Thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and find out more about what the program's all about and find out all those great links that are in there, too. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I'm going to get started with one thing that I didn't tell you about, but it seems that Jussie, you know who Jussie is?
Yes, unfortunately.
Got himself indicted on 16 indictments for lying not only to a police detective, but for also lying to the district attorney. So that's 16 counts, and he was indicted by the grand jury. He's currently out on a $100,000 bail. He's going to be arraigned again on those charges. And I suspect if he wants to stay a free man, it's going to cost him a lot more money.
A whole lot more money. But I think he's going to end up spending a bit of time in jail because, in my opinion, he deserves it. And he's probably the idiot of the year so far because he threw an entire career away for one big fat lie.
Well, he threw it away for 15 minutes of fame that he thought was going to get him a new contract and get him a lot more money.
Yeah, but based on a lie, a horrible lie. Besmirching the society, using the old race card and a false narrative, and which is divisive and the whole nine yards. And so he deserves what he possibly may get. So I don't feel sorry for him whatsoever, and I pray that he gets justice.
Okay. Now, speaking of justice, the House Election Reform Bill was passed. It's now going to the Senate. It's dead on arrival because they actually have a provision in there to allow illegals to vote in federal elections.
Well, that proves what I've said many times on your show and elsewhere about the motives of the Democrats and the onlooking rhinos. And you have a bill that should be dead for not only that reason, but for several other reasons as well. But that's good enough for me. Illegals voting in this country, they shouldn't be here for the first of all, they're criminals. And the last time I checked, criminals don't have the right to vote. And you don't have a right to vote in our elections if you're a non-citizen. And, boy,
And see, that's where we have to change the immigration laws, because what you just said does not hold true if they're a first-time offender. If they're a first-time offender, it's a misdemeanor charge, not a crime. It's an appearance ticket. They're told, they're supposedly told they got to go back where they came from. They're taken to the border, dropped off. And then the second time they come in, that's the crime.
Okay, but still. Mm-hmm. You're illegal. You're here illegally. And the last time I checked, if you're not a citizen of this country, you don't have the right to vote in our elections.
You do in two states.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right. I'm sorry. Whoops.
Yep.
Whoops.
It's a states' rights issue, and if they want to allow illegals to vote in state elections, they can do it, not federal elections.
Yeah, I was thinking federally, but yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And by the way, there's a whole bunch of Democratic states, about 12 of them, I could name them off. Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will name some of them off. They're in the process of doing this national popular vote interstate compact, which will bring more illegals into the mix. That would be California, where it's currently legal, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, where they just made it legal, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State. Now, they're all in this compact. There's other blue states that want to come aboard, too, and this is where all rules are gone, pretty much, when it comes to voting.
He's got a way that the president and some other intelligent people can take this to court and have this ruled against, in front of a smart judge, that is, because this presents a clear and present danger to our society, not only giving aid and abetting illegal immigration or border crossers to come into our country en masse and continue this. And I just think that you're setting a bad precedent, and they're trying to overthrow the Electoral College.
They're trying to circumvent it, and they want popular vote in the country. Whatever the popular vote is in the country, they want that to determine where their electoral votes go, even though most states have the one person, one vote rule, which means if the Republicans win in the district number one, they get that electoral vote. If the Democrats win in district two, they get that. If the Republicans win in three, they get that, so on and so on.
Right. Yeah. And you know, the Electoral College was set up the way it is. The founding fathers were just super wise in how they set up the Electoral College. And if they get rid of that and just go to a popular vote.
Well, it takes a constitutional amendment, though, Ron.
Yeah, I know, but look what they're doing.
They're trying to circumvent it by voting their way through, and it's not going to work. Well, hold that thought. Because here comes the music in my ear right here. So, folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. By the way, we've got an Edwards Notebook queued up here in the bottom part of the hour, first segment coming out of the bottom of the hour break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition, and we are broadcasting on a host of stations across the country. And a special shout-out this morning to San Antonio, 930 The Answer, our Salem sister station there. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it. So do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st century Christian publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
But once again, Rand Paul is being Rand Paul. And now he's announced that he is going to join Susan Collins, a rhino with a capital R, Lisa Murkowski, and Tom Tillis from North Carolina in opposing President Trump's efforts to build the wall. Rand Paul said he can't vote. He cannot vote to give what he calls extra constitutional powers to the president. Now, this is nonsense. It is absolutely within the president's responsibilities to declare an emergency at the southern border and use military funding to build the wall. But Rand Paul is going to give the Democrats a big gift, big red bow around it, and once again, Republicans show why we lose. Failing to be united. And incidentally, this is only symbolic. The president will it's a foregone conclusion that the president is going to veto this vote. So, believe me, there's nothing, it's a foregone conclusion. Trump will take out his veto pen for the first time and shoot this vote down. But it's all important to know that this whole argument about the president spending money that hasn't been appropriated by Congress, that's what Rand Paul said, it has a nice ring to it, like Jazz Shaw put it, but it's really not true. The funding in question was already appropriated by Congress for the military. There are at least two laws on the books passed by Congress that allow for military funding to be moved around in this fashion. Title 10, Section 2808 allows the president to do this during a national emergency or a state of war. And if he can't undo his emergency declaration, he's staying within the boundaries of that law. There's also a very solid case to be made that Title 10, Section 284 allows the Department of Defense and the Justice Department to authorize the use of military funds for construction projects within 25 miles of the border in the interest of preventing drug trafficking and or international crime. I mean, this is for Rand Paul to complain about the president's emergency declaration as being something that's this aberration. It's precisely how the system is designed to operate. And the president has every right to do what he's doing. And Americans know it.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. On AM 930. The Answer.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. And by the way, this segment that I have with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook, and the conversations that we have brought to you by our good friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, they've been in business for over 36 years, and they've been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. And by the way, they'll make just about anything that you want. All you got to do is go over to their website, David E. GarrettJewelers.com. That's David E. G-A-R-R-E-T-T Jewelers.com. And they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces that's sure to catch everyone's attentions. Veterans, you get a discount over there. They'll make the different veterans, and they've already got stuff over there, by the way, attributed to veterans, as well as some first responders, police officers. Maybe you can get a St. Christopher's medal made over there, or a cross or something like that, specially designed. But it's all there. Give them a call, 937-325-3680, for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud sponsor of not only the Captain's America Third Watch, but also the Edwards Notebook. And Mr. Edwards and his notebook is here right here, right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got into all that. Okay, now, North Korea. Wow. The weapons, the test site, the missile test site, apparently is operational. They've now got it to where it's not just being constructed. They can actually launch something from there.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I'm not even dismayed about that. He is who he is, Kim Jong-un. And, you know the history of the North Koreans. My main concern is rather than being, you know, shaking in our boots because he is who he is, and they're, you know, they've got their rockets all ready to fire again and whatever. But my thing is that the United States of America be armed to the teeth, and that he knows that we are. And I think that's more important than worrying about whether this guy is going to comply with these agreements or not. Because here's the thing. With all of our sanctions and all of that, you know he's getting help from China.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Russia. And Russia, too, I think. And so that's going to happen. The best thing in this situation is for the United States to be very strong. We have to deal from a position of strength. That's the only thing these people understand and respect. And that's the way it has to be. He has to understand that if he fires a missile in our direction or whatever, that he may, you know, just become toast or charcoal or whatever. And so if we must, again, come from a position of strength.
Now, we've got a comment. We were talking about the illegals and the border crossings and all that
from
Johanna. And Johanna is saying the first illegal entry is a serious misdemeanor, just below a felony. The punishment is a fine, 6 months in jail, and deportation. Well, here's the problem. It's not quite that serious anymore because these people are coming across the border and they're being coached as to say, I want asylum, I want asylum. And the second they do that, boom, they're here.
You know what, Captain? I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but are we a nation of idiots?
Yes. When it comes to that border, yes.
We know that this is bull capital S with a hit. We should be telling these people, I'm sorry, asylum or no, you're not getting in. First of all, when Mexico has been offering them asylum, you're supposed to take asylum from the first nation that offers it. If your goal is to escape this terrible condition from whence you come and you get asylum in Mexico, you're supposed to accept that. And once we know that, we should not be stupid enough to let them in.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about North Korea, but our listeners aren't going to let us go on this illegal voting here because John just chimed in. I don't know where he's from. He didn't say. He says, Captain, update for you and Ron. House Democrats voted Friday to defend localities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections, turning back a GOP attempt to discourage the practice. Washington Times has reported the vote marks a stunning reversal from just 6 months ago when the chamber, then under GOP control, voted to decry illegal immigrant voting. And John Lewis, Georgia Democrat and hero of the civil rights movement, said, and I quote, we are prepared to open up the political process and let all the people come in.
Yeah, John Lewis, I call him Bulldog Face. He along with the rest of the leftists, are, you know, they're trying to destroy this country from as many avenues as possible, including this process of voting. This is unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable. Those are the Democrats, and they are what they are. We know that they are enemies from within, and they will use anything, including this asinine voting process that they're cooking up. And so this is another, but to see if the Republicans could, grow a few more brain cells, this could be another
and you notice
that they could utilize in the campaign against the Democrats.
And you notice we haven't even talked about motor voter, which won a lot of candidates in the Midwest votes because they used to pick the people up on the buses in Philadelphia and Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and drag them out across the Midwest and drop them off in places like Ohio, your state, Michigan. Sometimes they'd go to Illinois, and that's what they did, and that's how they voted.
Yeah, cheat away. Cheat your way to victory and help destroy America. That's the Democrat way.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about, because North Korea, if they start lighting up missiles again and do their testing and all that sort of stuff, we certainly have got to make the sanctions there a lot tougher, correct?
They should be tougher now. They shouldn't be waiting for another firing.
We haven't lessened them. They still got what they got.
No, I said they should make them tougher now.
Okay.
Don't wait for them to launch. Let them know. You know what? We can go as far as you can go. Mm-hmm. Big boy, we'll sanction you until you go hungry. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just have to go. We just have to get as crazy as he does with the sanctions.
By the way, Ilhan Omar has backtracked on what she had to say about Obama. She claims the media distorted the Obama remarks. Remember what she had to say yesterday about Barack Obama?
Yes. Well, the statement was actually a true one, but yeah. Unfortunately, she backtracked because, you know, they're fellow you-know-whats, and they've got to...
Well, he's the anointed one. She doesn't want to say anything bad about him, or she is done.
Oh, no.
She is done. They'll run her out of Congress on a rail, which they should be doing anyway, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, they'll do that for that, but not for, I forgot, anti-Semitism.
Okay, let's talk about Venezuela, because do you remember who Admiral James Woolsey is?
Absolutely.
Former CIA director and military man. He has said that Venezuela should probably be treated the way Grenada was when Ronald Reagan did what he did there, went in and just went, okay, you want to play that game? We're coming in. We're going to get rid of you. And they did.
I've been saying that I didn't say use the Grenada situation, but I did have that. I've told folks that we better go in there and do something before the foothold that China and Russia are building gets bigger and bigger and more difficult.
Well, how about Iran? You know, they've got Hezbollah there. They've
about 20,000, right?
No. That's the Cubans, 23,000 Cubans.
That's right.
But they've got around 1,000 or 2,000 of the Hezbollah people there. They actually gave them their own little island where they could have a great time there and kind of stay out of sight from the mainstream media. But they're there. You've got the secret police from where the heck are they from? Bolivia.
Yeah.
The secret police there, they call them the black shirts, and they're roaming around, and they do a lot of the dirty work there for the Venezuelan police and the Venezuelan military. And somehow or another, the people that are starving, there's got to be a way. I mean, the United Nations, somebody's got to come up with something, somebody.
Well, the United Nations, they're out to lunch. It's the United States that needs to come up with something and come up with something.
Well,
quickly.
There's a Lima Accord, that group.
Yeah. The you know, I saw some pictures last night. There's hardly no electricity unless you...
Well, there wasn't any. They lost the electricity yesterday. They lost it for a while. Yeah.
Unless you see a generator, you know, unless you can snatch a generator from somewhere or car lights. That's about it. And to be in a tropical area where you have no electricity and no lights, that is a scary situation.
And you can't see what's roaming around the streets besides
Absolutely. People,
the wildlife.
Absolutely. That's my point.
Yep.
So it's a sad situation, and the United States had better do something, and I think they need to do something in a hurry.
All right. Well, here comes the music. That means we've got to let you go. That means we'll talk to you next week. So you have yourself a great weekend. Stay low and stay out of the snow.
All right. Godspeed.
Yep. All right. Ron Edwards, everybody. And when we come back, we'll have a Edwards notebook, pardon me, queued up to play for you. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are the weekend edition of the program. That's on Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. live across the country. But on the weekend, we're on and record the show from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. A lot of our affiliates play this later in the day on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, Patrick Foss. President Trump will be making a significant request for border wall funds and seeking money to start Space Force as a new branch of the military in the White House budget being released next week. The president's plan promises to balance the budget in 15 years. President Trump, accompanied by First Lady, surveyed the tornado devastation in Beauregard, Alabama Friday, where 23 died. A region that includes parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee will be at heightened risk of severe weather Saturday. SpaceX's swanky new crew capsule returned from the International Space Station to an old-fashioned splashdown at the Atlantic Friday, successfully ending a test flight that could lead to astronaut rides later this year. Actor Jussie Smollett has been indicted on 16 counts stemming from a reported attack in Chicago. The unemployment rate fell to 3.8%, near the lowest level in five decades, from 4% in January. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
When your home AC doesn't purr like a kitten, you get desperate. Don't get desperate. Get smart. Get Custom Climate Concepts 5-star precision tune-up for just $49.95. This 47-point rejuvenation would normally cost close to $250, but call now and it's yours for just $49.95. This offer won't last long, so call now. 955-2665. That's 955-2665. Custom Climate Concepts, serving Sarasota and Manatee counties. Call 955-2665.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard. They are turning the page on socialism.
We have got to get ready. I think there's going to be a military intervention, if not by Colombia, then Brazil, if not by both of them, the United States, and the president's getting it ready. Big speech, clearly a setup.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, TheAnswer.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and right now it's time for us to listen to the latest Edwards Notebook with Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
As a little boy growing up in Cleveland, I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of television. But once in a while, my dad and I would view the Three Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe, for laughs. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, today there is a new Three Stooges in Congress. Rashida Tlaib, who fights for Palestinian causes. Iman Omar of Minnesota, who doesn't support our values or good principles that made America the envy of the world. And there's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the big-time in her own mind socialist, who lets everyone know she's the boss. Unlike the original Three Stooges, the new congressional ones are a clear and present danger to our society, along with many others in Congress who are in government to accelerate America's decline and to bolster our enemies. The new Three Stooges support the destruction of our economy and Israel, along with forcing us to live without our unalienable rights and the denial of God-given right to life for newborn babies. And, of course, trample President Trump. I think it's high time to disband government schools and restore authentic education. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, on AmericaMatters.us, SHR Media, and at 12 a.m. Sunday on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. For more information, check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, the U.S. Navy and their top acquisition official is standing up to the new office to oversee the strategic aspects of the Columbia-class submarine. Remember those boomers, as they're affectionately called by the Navy, they want 10 of them to replace the aircraft carrier USS Harry Truman that the Navy wants to retire. Now, this is the service's largest acquisition program when it comes to the Navy and a critical piece of the nation's nuclear triad through the 2080s, the Columbia-class submarines. So we'll see how this all works out. By the way, in New Hampshire, Senator Jeanine Shaheen has spoken with the Secretary of the Navy to defend funding for the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard projects that could go instead of towards the Trump administration's plan for a border wall, which is not true. She's barking up the wrong tree there, because there is no money going from these programs to the Trump border wall. Just isn't happening. By the way, here in Florida, the devastation that was caused by Hurricane Michael last fall at Tyndall Air Force Base up in the Panhandle that pushed the F-22 Raptor Training and Operations Unit out of Tyndall Air Force Base. Well, the pilots from the 43rd Fighter Squadron will be periodically returning to Tyndall for repairs in the Raptor's stealth coating, or to the Raptor's stealth coating, the squadron commander said, because that's still going to be kept there at Tyndall. And eventually, the F-22s, which have been moved to another base, will be spending a little bit more time there because they are expanding the presence of the F-22s in the region for reasons that only the Air Force would know about, right? Now, the XQ-58A Valkyrie, which is a jet-powered drone designed to fly alongside manned fighter jets and navigate autonomously, did complete its first test flight at the Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona. Now, this is significant because this jet-powered full-size drone, the XQ-58A Valkyrie, let's get that right that time, Valkyrie, could be the plane that they put out on the carriers for battle protection when they want to put up a unmanned aircraft to fly for hours at a time when these battle groups are out there floating around in the middle of nowhere. And this is something that's been discussed that is going to happen. By the way, you remember the homeless Marine veteran, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., and the $400,000 that he got on a GoFundMe page? Come to find out, it turned out to be a scam. And the husband and wife that put this together, in cahoots with Johnny Bobbitt, well, they pled guilty in federal court to the $400,000 GoFundMe scam. Sentencing will occur here in the not-too-distant future. We'll see what happens to them. But that was a terrible thing to do, because now, I mean, even myself, when I see those pages, and I do see the GoFundMe pages and the other ones that they've got, the other different websites to help out homeless veterans or homelessness or somebody having a problem that's a veteran, you wonder. You just scratch your head and you go, should I or shouldn't I? And I hate to have that thought. I really do. By the way, the U.S. Marine Corps is going to sit down with defense companies soon to discuss how to equip their light armored reconnaissance battalions, their LARs, with futuristic long-range precision fires. Now, this is something that the armored recon units that the Marines have wanted to do, so they are in the process of doing that right now, and we'll see how that all plays up with everything that's going on. Remember Congressman Kinzinger, who criticized the National Guard for the Wisconsin National Guard? Now, the Wisconsin National Guard decided an Illinois congressman who serves as a guard member did nothing wrong when he criticized the Governor Tony Evers' decision to withdraw troops from the U.S. southern border. Of course not. You can criticize the commander if you want, as long as you do it respectfully. I called the general a bad name once to his face. Nothing happened to me because I said, respectfully speaking, sir, if you want my opinion, I'd be willing to give it to you, sir. And then told him what I thought. And I said, and that's my opinion, respectfully speaking, sir. Couldn't do a thing about it. And the Iowa Guard put a man, a soft-spoken native of Afghanistan, helped get him into the United States, helped get him to become a U.S. citizen, because he risked his life for the Iowa Guard unit that he was an interpreter for. Sounds a lot like Big Sam, remember him, with Major Scott Husing? And they were all there yesterday, the Iowa Guardsmen that were with this interpreter in Iraq. They were all there yesterday as he became a citizen of the United States of America. And kudos to him. Kudos to him. By the way, the Florida National Guard has always done all it's been asked to do and done it well when it comes to hurricanes. Now Florida senators here in the state have said during a review of the Hurricane Michael recovery that they're concerned about having a bigger role for the Florida National Guard and National Guard in general during a hurricane response. Should they put them out sooner? Should they locate them into these areas where they're there, literally right there, weighing out the storm as it comes in, when their safety is at risk? Yeah, that's something you got to think about. Because even when I was doing logistics for the National Guard down here in Florida with my trucks, when we were going through all the different hurricane seasons that we went through here, 2003, 4, 5, all those hurricanes that we had, we sat outside the area and didn't go in until after the storm came through. That's what we did along with the National Guard. Well, now they're thinking about changing that and bringing them in closer. By the way, the Alaska National Guard is sending an area patrol operations team to the U.S.-Mexican border. We'll see how that all works out. And the Coast Guard interdicted with 23 illegal migrants down in South Florida. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter, Bernard C. Weber, interdicted with 23 migrants of multiple nationalities as they tried to enter the U.S. illegally this week. Now, notice I said multiple nationalities. We're not being told where they were all from, but I'll bet you they weren't all from south of the border. That's just me. Also, the Royal Australian Navy has managed to integrate the Sikorsky MH-60R Seahawk naval helicopter with a range of vessels that were not included in the original plans when Australia decided to acquire the type. So, adapt, improvise, and overcome. The Australians are getting good at it, too. It's all good, right? It's all good. All right, we'll be back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to wrap some things up, and if you want to participate, feel free to give us a call at 877-969-8600. The number again, 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back with more final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition coming up.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jay Sekulow sees progress happening in Korea.
We've had the return of those killed in action during the Korean War conflict.
We've had the hostage releases that has taken place. The North Koreans and the South Koreans have each crossed the demilitarized zone and entered into the peace house. So I view it that there's probably, this is summit, the second summit. I think there's going to be summit three and summit four to get more progress made. But we're talking about incremental progress here.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9. Right after Larry Elder at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Big News Hotline.
AC Guy says he'll do a brand new unit, no money down, zero interest for like forever, and a couple grand trade-in for my old AC. Says I'll save thousands. What do you think?
Fake news, my friend. They add the sum of compounding interest on financing plus a down payment to the front end. Throw in a dash of bloated profit margin, top to the fake trade-in value, making it sound like a real deal, when in reality, they're dealing a five-year death blow to your billfold. Fake financing news.
Don't get caught up in AC company pricing scams. Google Total Air Solutions online at TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions is happy to install a brand new quality carrier system at a fair price with no hidden costs or trade-in gotchas. If you do prefer financing, Total Air Solutions works with reputable lenders to keep your home and your bank account from melting down. Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003. Connect at TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com. License number CAC057284.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-951-1103. 1-800-951-1103. That's 1-800-951-1103.
If you have a damaged windshield, keep your family safe with a premium quality replacement and a lifetime warranty from Auto Glass America. If you have comprehensive insurance, we'll buy back your old windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot, come to you with free mobile service, and install a new premium quality windshield, all at no cost to you. Be safe. Call today for fast claims processing. Remember, we turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there near Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on our affiliate up there, WLBB. Hello, everybody in Carrollton. And a big hoo-ah out there to all the listeners in the Fort Benning, Georgia area that signal encompasses, too. By the way, we just heard from Steve in Thailand. He's saying, Captain, it's so hot here that I'm headed to the refrigerator for a cold beer. So I wish you all a great weekend now, Steve in Thailand. Well, okay, Steve, rub it in. But I guess you're going to be warmer than our 80s over the weekend here. Every day until about Wednesday of next week, we're going to be in the low to middle 80s. With very little chance of rain, it looks like, from what the weather prognosticators are saying. So that's where we're at right now. And more power to you, my man. More power to you. And let's see here. I want to go over here and see if I can locate something that this week was said by our Vice President Mike Pence. And, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for in this country. And one of the most thankful things that we have is our vice president. Because it's unbelievable that we have the system that we have in this country that just literally seems to be falling apart in front of us. And it's not really, okay, it's not really falling apart. The Republicans are sitting back, letting the Democrats do whatever they want to do. I believe they think they're taking the high road. And I believe they think, just like this MAGA hat stuff, the nonsense we're hearing there. Now, our buddy Larry Elder, who's one of our hosts here on Salem Radio, and you hear him all across the country, plus he's on Fox a lot. Our buddy was, Larry Elder, was on the Tucker Carlson show. And listen to what he had to say to Tucker about what wearing a MAGA hat gets you.
Will express anything, any dissent from the prevailing, you know, fair trade coffee shop view on television, and the left will try to shut you down. Trust me, we've lived it. If you do it in real life, they may physically attack you and then call themselves victims. Hayden Williams learned that lesson the hard way last month. He was attacked while trying to recruit conservatives at UC Berkeley. Yesterday, his attackers, apparent attacker, Zachary Greenberg, pleaded not guilty to three felonies in the incident. Larry Elder is a longtime Californian, one of the smartest, and a radio show host, and he joins us today. Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. So I saw this story, and my first thought was, since you've been there, I think, your whole life, could you wear a Donald Trump hat or shirt and walk into Griffith Park in Los Angeles? How would you do it?
It wouldn't be advisable. I live on the west side of Los Angeles, and I wouldn't think about wearing a mega cap anywhere like Santa Monica. You're literally asking for somebody to hit you in the face. It's not just about hats. It's about bumper stickers. During the 2016 election, put a Donald Trump bumper sticker on your car, drive it somewhere on the west side, park it, leave it for a few hours, come back and see what happens. I had a show where I asked people to call in and ask whether or not your car had been defaced and whether or not you had a Hillary sticker or a Trump sticker, and everybody who called up who made a complaint had a Trump sticker. Not a single person who had a Hillary sticker reported that he or she had his or her car defaced. It's a very serious kind of thing. These people believe that the other side, Tucker, is not just wrong. They believe the other side is bad, is evil. That way they can justify taking these kinds of physical actions. The good news, though, about the UC Berkeley thing is the guy who did the assault, the perp, turned out not to be a student, and it turns out the UC Berkeley police assisted in ultimately getting this guy arrested.
Now, what Larry Elder said is absolutely true. Most people, most organizations are just turning the other way, don't want to get involved, don't want to hear the police brutality thing, don't want to hear the, well, you're picking on blacks, you're picking on greens, you're picking on yellows, whatever the race thing is they throw up there, because they throw out all this stuff. And when they do, they're actually telling about themselves. They're the racists. They're the bigots. They're the ones that are all of this stuff. They're the ones. Now, did you hear Ken Starr and Joe Lockhart talking about Monica Lewinsky? And, well, some of you don't even know who Monica Lewinsky is. You millennials, you aren't old enough. But Monica Lewinsky is the girl that got former President Bill Clinton impeached. Now, just listen to just a little bit of this nonsensical stuff back and forth about how Joe Berman, who, by the way, was the press secretary for Bill Clinton, tries to rewrite and re-speak history and gets caught by Ken Starr, who was the special prosecutor.
Joe, when you look at all this, well, okay. You're skeptical.
I'm skeptical of that only because it's been reported widely. It's in Monica Lewinsky's book. It's in a number of interviews. Her lawyer did dozens of interviews where they talked about holding her in a hotel room and telling her that if she didn't tell the truth, she could spend 27 years in jail. So I'm skeptical.
Well, first of all, she was not held in a hotel room. She had the opportunity. So if we want to relitigate that, I'm happy to do that.
Well,
let me finish it, because he just made a very interesting comment. They held her in a hotel room. Absolutely false. That was exactly what she maintained and what her lawyer at the time maintained. And guess what? A district judge, Norma Holloway Johnson, heard what they had to say and said she was not in custody. She was, in fact, free to leave.
Now, that is Bill Clinton's former press secretary telling a lie that Ken Starr the former special prosecutor, straightened him out and told him the truth. This is what's going on. Every time they state a lie, we have to correct them, even if it's to their face, and tell them the truth. Because that's the only thing that will straighten out this mess that we got going on in America right now. Somebody has to stand up to these people, and somebody has to let them know that we, the people, are just not going to put up with this nonsense. Now, Congressman Elliot Engel, a Democrat of New York, who's the chairman of the Foreign Committee's Foreign Affairs Committee, had this to say on the House floor about the resolution, the anti-Semite and everything else that you could think of throwing the kitchen sink resolution was passed. He was upset about not condemning Congresswoman Omar.
And this resolution is a fine resolution, and I will support it, but I am very disappointed that we weren't able to have a separate resolution to specifically condemn anti-Semitism and what our colleague said that really was a very hateful term. I hope we can put everything together in this House. I know we can. I know people on both sides of the aisle want to work together. We want to stomp out any form of hatred, particularly anti-Semitism. I will continue to work with anybody who wants to do that, and I yield back the balance of my time.
Now, that was the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House, on the House floor, talking about the resolution and talking about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the Somalian from Minnesota. And by the way, George, I'm putting you in charge of recalling her or getting her out of the Congress up there. That's a big mistake for the people of Minnesota, and I hope they realize it sooner rather than later. That's a representation of the whole state, that woman. You need to get rid of her. Need to get rid of her. Now, so much has been said this week, and will be said on the Sunday shows, the Sunday talk shows. You'll hear all about some of the stuff we were talking about and some that we didn't talk about and maybe some new things along the line. You'll hear all about Omar. You'll hear all about the anti-Semitism. You'll hear all about North Korea. You'll probably hear about Jussie Smollett, which, you know, is we've already heard way too much about him. He's doesn't matter anymore. So on the weekend, just remember, try not to get upset. Try not to throw anything at the television. Just remember that that's when all the pundits come out, try to get their talking points in the course of an hour on some political television show Sunday mornings. They start at 9 o'clock and they go till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got 4 hours of that kind of television if you want to watch it. Otherwise, we'll turn on a radio. Go to my podcast. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the podcast. Go to GCN Live. Click on the Captain's America radio show link that's there. And listen to my shows during the week over there. There you go. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch done for the weekend. I'll see you all Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. And I'm going to the race in St. Pete. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Law, Liberty, Justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
If I'm on my lunchtime or break time, can we have Bible studies? Or
you sure? You absolutely can. Your First Amendment rights as a city employee go with you to the workplace, which means as long as it's not interfering with your job performance, you can have a Bible study with others at work without any problem. In fact, I was just in a federal court not too long ago, and they had a sign posted on the community bulletin board saying that a particular Wednesday of each week, the employees of this federal building meet together for a voluntary Bible study, and that's in a federal courthouse, and it's perfectly allowed. They allow other community groups and other groups of employees to meet. You have the same rights to meet.